ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I titled this, The To Knows in Prayer. What you need to know about prayer. They are just simple principles. We've exhausted it. So whether it's a prayer of faith, prayer of commitment, united prayers, prayer of intercession, you are standing in gap on behalf of someone, on behalf of your community, on behalf of your nation, or you just join people to lift up your voice in praise, adoration to our King, and you believe for His move, united prayer, whatever category your prayer is, there are basic things for us to know. I'm not going to recap because I want us to be able to spend some time praying here tonight, which is, if you still want to know this whole thing about prayer, you can just visit our podcast, Lighthouse NG. They are there. You can watch the video, or you can watch the video on YouTube, or listen to the podcast. Download it. It will be, it doesn't hurt for us to say the same thing over and over again. It is for your benefit. It is for our benefit. And you know the reason why I'm saying that? I just want to say something before I share these tips tonight. I just do some random look up on TikTok, sometimes on Instagram. I just want to understand, feel the pulse of people all over the world. And something is of a concern to me. I realize that some of our brethren, maybe anyone is maybe watching, not just some of our brethren here. When I say brethren, I mean members of the body of Christ who happen to leave their country. So you may be a Ghanaian, you may be a Kenyan, you may be a Zambia, but who left Africa to the modern world, in quote, by reason of the environment, by reason of the things that you don't have to, you know, in Africa, you have to do quite a lot of things. Your total dependence, as it were, is on God in Africa. You have to believe for food, believe for water, believe for clothing, believe for housing. That is how we were introduced. And God have happened to be that dependence for us in Africa, and He's still our dependence. But I found out that from the thoughts, things that I've seen, things I've seen people say, is as if people are looking at Nigerian Christianity to be different from every other place Christianity. And then when it comes to the subject of prayer, some people are beginning to attack it. Some people are beginning to say you don't have to pray for anything. It's true in some of those places, as if you can get a means of income and it's regular, you have access to the things that the government provided for. But I will say to you tonight, it also put a question on our discipleship, because it means really, really that when you and I receive Jesus, and maybe some people receive Jesus out of the needs in their lives, and maybe the way some people are brought up in this Christianity is to feel that prayer to them is not a subject of fellowship and communion. And that's the way we have approached this. Prayer, God is not just an ATM card somewhere. It's not just a bin that when you need shoes, you need clothing. I know that people have needs in their life. They make a demand. And God is faithful to his word. He answers people. But hey, I want us to look at the subject of prayer from a communion perspective, from fellowship perspective. And that's why we said prayer is conversation with God. In other words, you are essentially a spirit being. You have a soul and you live in a body. And God is spirit. For us to understand how the world works, in fact, I picked that song deliberately. He's got the whole world in his hand. He upholds all things by the word of his power. I mean, one of these days, I will preach on the four words, the first four words of the Bible. In the beginning, God. You know, it means there was God before that beginning. So, but we'll preach on it one day. But what am I saying tonight? God is not just a God who provides. He's a God, the number one thing he desires, you and I, is to have fellowship with him. He is our creator. He's the father of spirit. And so, when it comes to the subject of prayer, for it not to be boring, for it not to be something that you are forced to do, you must approach it from the perspective of fellowship, the perspective of communion. And you see, when you see, it's just like you cannot eat food without drinking water. It's just like your blood, you cannot have life without blood pumping to your heart. So it's something, wherever you are, whether you are in a less deprived nation or in you are in a more developed nation, prayer is communion with your maker. Prayer is conversation. So I put it in context, summary of what we have learned over these weeks. Prayer is the engagement of the supernatural in fellowship and conversation with God, who is the source of all things, for divine intervention in the affairs of men. Prayer is the engagement of the supernatural in fellowship and conversations with God, who is the source of all things. So, fellowship, conversation, or communion with God, who is the source. That's what the word Father means. It means the source. The word Father means the source. When you say Abba Father, or you pray, and you find yourself saying that word, you are acknowledging him. Jesus, before the New Testament, when he was teaching us to pray, he said we should pray that his kingdom come, his rulership comes, and his will be done on the heart as it is in heaven. So prayer is that engagement of the supernatural in fellowship and conversation with God, who is the source of all things, for divine intervention in the natural affairs of man. For divine intervention. You will understand it when you will get to know what are the no's about prayer conversation. Number one, prayer is the divine privilege of every believer in Christ. I say that again. Prayer is the divine privilege of every believer. That's the number one thing in Christ. Everybody pray in the world. Everybody who has a religion. But not everybody have answers to their prayers. So, for the believer in Christ, prayer is that access. Is that privilege. Let's read together John 16, verses 23 to 28. John 16, 23 to 28. This was Jesus saying. So the number one thing is your divine privilege. He said, in that day, that is the day of the New Testament, the day that we are in now. He said, you will ask me nothing. But most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Let's read. We are going to 33. He said, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. I mean, Jesus was with them. So there was no need for them to say in the name of Jesus. Or when Peter was asked to go to the sea to get a coin to be able to pay taxes, he didn't say in Jesus' name when he got to that sea. No. So he said, you have asked nothing in my name. But in that day, the day that we are in, the day of the New Testament, the day of the church, he said, ask. Ask. So when we are involved in prayer conversation, we are asking that the will of God be done. And so we can ask for ourselves. I've said that. But we can also ask on behalf of other people. That's where prayer of intercession comes in. We can ask of ourselves by just getting persuasion in the word, prayer of faith. We can also join with likewise believers, united prayer. We can also say to ourselves, oh, I want to dedicate myself to the Lord in this area, prayer of commitment. So we have this divine privilege. I said something on Sunday during the service. And if your Christianity is just based on penitence alone, then you have a long walk. Because in the place of penitence, you will never access your divine inheritance. All that you will be conscious of is sin consciousness. And Bible says, let us come with boldness. Let us come with boldness. There was an instance in the Bible that the devil was even laying claim over the body of Joshua. He said it was like a filthy garment. And then there was a proclamation. The Lord rebuked you, Satan. So in the place, prayer helps us to have that divine privilege. We are not outside the court. We are in the inner court. So he said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy. So God wants our prayer to be answered. Verse 25, he said, these things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language. So that's what happened in prayer. Clarity comes. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you, Jeremiah 33:3. But he said, I will tell you plainly about the Father. Verse 26, please, let's be fast. He said, in that day, you will ask in my name. I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. So can you see where we can boldly say Christianity doesn't want us to depend on other people for prayers? Because Jesus himself says he's not going to. Can you see some of the doctrines that we grew up with? He said, for the Father himself. So we have access. We have privilege. We can stand on behalf of ourselves. We can stand on behalf of our friends. We can stand on behalf of our family. He said, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me. Can you see? And have believed. So every believer in Christ has this divine privilege called prayer. That's the first thing. You see, Jesus was saying something in verse 28. Look at what he said. Said, I came from the Father and I've come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. That's where I'm ending this message, that when it comes to this prayer of, when it comes to the subject of prayer for the believer, the Trinity is involved. God the Father. So if you don't believe in Trinity, then you can't really do well when it comes to prayer. It might just be any other religion or religious practices that people do to be acceptable to God. So the Father is involved, the Son is involved, the Holy Spirit is involved. So because why? In verse 33 of that same verse, he said, in this world, you will have things happening, no? But be of good cheer. By reason of this access, you have overcome. One translation says, you have handled the world of the challenges. So, number one thing for you to know about prayer conversation is that prayer is your divine privilege. Every believer in Christ has it.
The truth is that God will not hear Baba at kilometer 46 more than you. You must learn. You know, these are things that we have been taught with. There is no in between. There's no go between. That's real sense. Access has been created for you. The reason why Baba at kilometer 46 seems to be getting maybe faster answer to his prayer, he has cultivated his fellowship. And Jesus gave us that example. A great while before day, he will go into the solitary place and pray. And so when Jesus comes out, he doesn't pray outside. He gives command. And I want us to understand that. So you do your homework very well. And then when you go through life, you give command. Sometimes that's where the prayer of faith works. You have loaded yourself up. So whenever you need to appropriate any missile in your walk of life, you are able to do it. Imagine if you see problem and you are saying, wait, let me go and bring my Bible. No, you have lost the battle. So that's the number one thing we must know. Second thing, prayer gives us access to God the Father. Prayer gives us access to God the Father. It's not a boring thing. It gives us access. And when you say God the Father, you are talking about the source of life. So prayer gives us that access. Talking about God the Father, Hebrews 12:9. What does it say? Hebrews 12:9. Let's be fast. I want us to be able to at least do 15 minutes. No? I said 12:9, not 12:29. Maybe that person is thinking about fire prayer. All that he's thinking is consuming fire. I read it last week, so it must be 12:29. Maybe Pastor didn't get it. No. He said, furthermore, we have had what? Human fathers who corrected us, and we pay them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirit and live? I mean, in the course of this teaching, you have learned how prayer is the pillar of the life of the believer. And you know what pillar does in a building. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. So prayer gives us access to God the Father. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. It says, let us hold fast to our confession. Verse 16, for 15, please. Thank you. It says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come cowardly. Let us therefore come shamefully. Let us therefore come with our heads bowed. For those who don't speak Yoruba, it simply means we devour sin as if we are drinking water. No. When we come in the complete. I mean, look at these kids here. And I thank God that we are bringing them. You can't say, oh, Jeremiah, I will punish you now. And how will I punish me? I will put you in the midst of scorpions. No hard life father does that. In fact, by the time you want to do it, some of us will push you first into that den of scorpion. Say, let us come. So when we have, whether it's united prayer, prayer of faith, prayer of commitment, we come boldly. United prayer, we come boldly. Prayer of worship, thanksgiving, we come boldly. We come boldly. So that's the second thing. We have access to God the Father. We can pray out His plan, His purposes for our life. We can pursue it. Somebody say, oh, I don't know. My family has not entered that realm before. There are many of our patriarchs whose story were like that, but they prayed out God's plan, God's purposes for their lives, and they have tangible evidence to pursue it, and their lives became a blessing to our generation, isn't it? And so we can stand. God is not a respecter of person. Any one of us can stand to pray out the plans of God for their lives, to pray out the purposes of God for their lives, and then to pursue it. Because why? We have access to God the Father. The 13, prayer gives us the ability and power to touch three realms in the spirit. Prayer gives us that ability to touch supernatural realms, the three supernatural realms. In this case, heaven, heart, and under the heart. Heaven, heart, and under the heart. You say, how do I know that? Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heart, the heavens, even the heavens, that's the jurisdiction, it belongs to God. Psalm 115 verse 16, it said, but the heart he has given to the sons of the children of men. So he has given us this space. And so if we need to exercise authority, this is our jurisdiction. Just like demons can't operate here unless he finds a body. And that's why we have the authority to cast him out. And you know, the one that we are dealing with in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 13, summarizes his life for us when we pray in his name. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. What does he say? Philippians 2, he said, therefore, God, and this is Jesus who gave us that earlier command that in that day, this is Jesus who lived the supernatural life for us 3.5 years. I mean, everything Jesus, and that's my commitment as a believer. Everything that was recorded about Jesus in those 3.5 years, that is my realm of operation. And he even put a caveat on it. He said, greater works. So the minimum I can do is to pray for the sick and see them healed. Is to open the blind eye. That's the minimum. Because it's like greater works than this I will also do. I want to walk in the realm of the anointing. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It means Jesus didn't live. I mean, he was a natural man too, but he lived supernaturally. He was anointed. Just like you and I are anointed for greater exploit today. And we need to come to that place of understanding, please. So prayer gives us that ability. God has highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. There's no negotiation. Every knee should bow. If you understand how these things work, I don't have to be asking, how many of you are in there? The Bible already says in Psalm, Old Testament, it said you are strangers in those bodies. And as soon as you hear my voice, you come out of your hiding places. It's in Psalm 18. It said, every name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, of those under the earth. And every tongue should confess that what? Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory. Can you see how it is now? The Trinity is actually involved. That confession, you make it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not by power, it's not by mind. For by natural strength, no man shall prevail. Praise God. So, prayer gives us the ability and power to touch three realms. Number four, prayer makes tremendous power available. It makes the tremendous prayer, whether it's prayer of faith, whether it's of commitment, whether it's of united prayer, whether it's intercession. It makes tremendous power available. And Amplified says in James 5:16, it is dynamic in its working. So when you need to pray for the sick, it's available. When you need to raise the dead, it is available. When you need to enter new territories, it is available. Prayer, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man with the understanding. So whether you are in Lagos, Nigeria, or you are in Ikoro Ekiti, Nigeria, or you are in Burkina Faso, Nigeria, it's the same power that is made available to you. Can I have an amen tonight? Yeah. You know, sometimes people say, I want to go to a particular location so that power can descend. It's just religious mindset. So wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, it has given you for possession. Yeah. We need to just become aware. We are not looking for power. It's already there potentially. But we need to make demand on it so that it can manifest in our day. So prayer gives us that ability, power to touch three realms. And number four, it makes tremendous power available. That's what is called the supply of the Spirit in Philippians 1:19. The supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. God wants to give us every time we lack it. So that's why I like tonight. Tonight is for divine strength. Me minister to everyone. And you know the altar, when we talk about the altar of prayer, it's talking about your heart. How can you receive from the Lord? What can you see Him do in your day and in your age? That's the altar today. It's not just the ones that was laid wood and the fire to fall on that altar is the Holy Spirit who is already on the inside of you. Can I have an amen tonight? Amen. So number five thing for you to know, prayer conversation gives us the privilege of exercising our authority as believers. They are very simple things. Well, the simple things are the things we don't do. We are looking for the spectaculars. But we will miss the supernatural that way. Because we can see that instance in the Bible in Acts 1 Kings 19. Earthquake happened, God wasn't there. So when you are looking for the spectacular, you may miss the supernatural. So prayer conversation gives us the privilege of exercising our authority as believers. Luke 10:19 said, "Behold, I give unto you." Not that I will give to you. I give unto you. I give unto you. Power is exousia, is delegated authority. Power to tread, not to negotiate. Power to tread, to trample on serpent. Those ones stand for demons in their different category. Scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, whether generational causes or generational whatever, it's to tread all over anything that limits your progress. God has given you power to tread. He said, by God we run through troops. By God we live over war. So, basically, and 1 John 5:4 is another thing. He said, we overcome. He said, this is the victory that overcome even our faith in the Lord Jesus. 1 John 5:4. He said, for whatever is born of God. Are you born of God?
Yes.
Do you have the seed of God in you?
Yes.
Do you have the DNA of God in you?
Yes.
So for the rest of your life in Jesus' name, you will never run from the devil.
That's as
simple as that. You see, sometimes, please permit me, I'm still growing and I will continue to grow. But hey, he said, I have said to you, Psalm 82:5, I have said to you that you are God. But if you don't know, it's that you will die cheaply like common princes. He said, they do not know. They do not understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the heart are unstable. It's true. But, look at what verse 6 says. But I said, so what he has said is what I believe. I am a God. Some people can't say that. See, some people are just looking. Can I say something to you tonight? You know the devil doesn't. What happened to my Bible? You know the devil doesn't. If you are not carrying anything, the devil doesn't bother about you. It's because you carry something. That's why the challenges. And those challenges, they are temporary. They are not there to stay. We have examples in the scripture. If you read God's dealing with them in the Old Testament, it said, and it shall come to pass in those days. So they tell us the series of what is coming to pass. And then you read few chapters and say, and it came to pass. So that's the way it is. But if you don't know, verse 7, look at what it says in verse 7 of Psalm 82. It says, you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. How? Psalm 49 verse 20 says, man that is in honor and understand not is like the beast of the field that perishes. So those five things are the basic thing for you to know about prayer conversation. So whether you find yourself in Burkina Faso or you find yourself in London, there are more demons in London probably than Nigeria. Some of those places like Las Vegas where proscenity is there, the demons operating there, you can feel it. That's why the saying goes, whatever you do in Las Vegas stays at Las Vegas. There are territories that demons are taking, but no matter where you are, that consciousness, I will not because of new shirts, a house, a new ride, forget about prayer. Oh, I can hand in dollars, so poverty problem to me is settled. One sickness can wipe those things out. So you have to stay in shape. I'm not a Christian because I'm in Nigeria and I'm trusting for. We are trusting for. But hey, wherever I find myself, I am a God. You know, Papa Idausa of blessed memory, I mean, he makes this statement a lot. He said, a lizard in Nigeria can never become a crocodile in America. So it's not a function of location. And I hope you know, I'm not saying this to, say that. I hope you know that there are poor people in some of those places. And all you can say to them is, I wanna. Life is much more than that. Life is much more than that. So those five things, please, hold on to it. So wherever you find yourself, you are still operating supernaturally natural. You land in a place, you say, blessed be God. Hey, blessed be God. He has given us victory. Thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, my victory doesn't depend on the head plans of the government or benefits, like they say in all those places. So prayer is the divine privilege. So if you are a believer in Christ, you have access to the Father. If you are a believer in Christ, you have the ability and power to touch the three realms. If you are a believer in Christ, you can pray and tremendous power is made available. Tonight as we pray here, whatever the next effectual fervent prayer, anyone who is weak receives strength. Because at the beginning of this service, we had a word. And we need to leverage on it. And that's why I said that on Sunday. We are the church. A lot of the time, people look for a building. They look for whatever it is. We are the church. And the effectual fervent prayer of the believer in Christ makes tremendous power available. It can change the face of a city. It can change the face of a continent. It can change the face of a business. And so, what is the source of this confidence? Five things, and then we pray. What's the source of this confidence? Because sometimes when we say, you can title this getting acquainted with your Father. You can title this the things you need to know about prayer. You can title it any title you want to give it as it comes to you. What is the source of this confidence? Number one, we have a Father who answers prayers. We have a Father. We have an headquarters. We have a base station. So if you want to understand it, we have a cloud. Almighty cloud, not high cloud. Almighty cloud. So because it can run, it created time, but stay out of it. So it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you see how these things work? A server is just created how many years ago? What's the history of all this internet and all that? I'm not sure they are up to 50 years. Is internet up to 50 years? Before Abraham was, God has been. Thank you. In the beginning, God. So it means there was a beginning, and it means there was a God before the beginning. The beginning, 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 God was before the beginning. God was beginning. Praise God. No atheist can unravel that. Whether you come and say, old word monkey, how did that old... You know, some people just created this figment of imagination. What are those series now? That 25 years ago, 25 years after evolution theory, there is a series, there is a film on TV and all that, that just talk about these unimaginable creature wives. Knowledge is madness. Outside God, it is madness. You know, sometimes they create some of this film. They said, there are cities under the water and all, and you just, funny thing, just to stimulate our imagination. What is the source of our confidence? Number one, we have a Father who answers prayer. Our strength is our strength in the battle of life. There's somewhere in Isaiah, I was looking for it, I couldn't find. He said, he is the strength to those who turn battle to his gate. I think Isaiah 26, I don't know, but it's, I was looking for that scripture. I couldn't find it. What does Psalm 65 verse 2 says? Psalm 65 verse 2. What does it say, brother or sister on the console? What does it say? I want us to look at it. It said, oh thou. No, you can read on that translation. But let's read this one first. I think we were told on Sunday that first of all, do KJV before you do other translation for greater understanding. He said, oh thou, because if you say oh thou now, all this story of me will be saying, what is thou? What is thou? So, because they don't teach them with thou knowest. So, oh thou that hearest prayer. That must be a being. And it's not a being, because even as a receptionist, you can only take one call per time. But 6.7 billion, they are praying to whatever. 7 points, what's the latest now? 7.5, 7.2, 7.3? Eh? We are 8 now. Okay. We are doing our own census in March next year. So, but hey, that's the thing. Because see, this is my own understanding. The 8 billion people, they are making prayers. Abi? And in his nature, some people don't know him, but in his nature and attribute, he causes his rain. Have you read that in your Bible? I mean, when rain falls, it doesn't say, this is the farm of Muslims, so I will fall on the land of Muslims. This is the farm of Christian. This is the farm of Buddhist. No, it causes his rain and sunshine. So, that's one of his graciousness. I want to steer your imagination tonight so that you can know we have a Father who answers prayer. He said, unto you. Thank you, Isaiah 28. I was looking for, so I missed it. I was thinking it was 26. Isaiah 28, 6. Is the spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. One translation says, to those who learn to drop their battle at his gate. 2nd, we have the name of Jesus. Can you see how Trinity is involved? He's our advocate. He's our intercessor. Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. He said, and Hebrews 7:20. He said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. So please, there is nobody you cannot pray for their salvation. God can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Oh, he has done this. God can answer his prayer. You can pray for their salvation because Jesus took that place in our life. He makes intercession. He said, therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. since he always lives to make intercession for them. How many times did you, some of us, I mean, I don't know, but some of us are into that category. You gave your life, you took it back. You gave your life, you took it back. You gave your life, you took it back. Many times. John 16:23. Said, and in that, Jesus was talking. He said, you will ask me nothing. He said, but most assuredly, those are two, for those who can speak, who know English. You don't use their tautology. You don't use the same most and assuredly. You pick one. But the interpreter, those who interpreted the Bible, for you to be convinced, so they use the two words together. Most assuredly. That is what they're saying of Jesus. He can't fail. But I say to you, whatever. And you know that whatever is where many people miss it also today. 1 John 5:14 is that whatever. You have to ask according to his will. For somebody to die is not that part of whatever. Let my enemy live to see what I will become. Become what you want to become and leave your enemy so that they can be saved. So, you know why many prayer warriors are worried? Because the person that you expect him to die is shining. Shiny every day. And you do, he's not even looking. So he doesn't even know whether you are. Praise God. You know, Christianity is life. It's just exciting. If you learn to play according to the rule, you are saved. Even when people are conspiring against you, is God made provision for it? It's a confederacy, confederacy. It said, they shall not stand. It said, though they gather, they shall be scattered. I don't have to say it. Even if somebody planned for your death, he said, God, he saves the righteous. If the righteous is supposed to die, he puts somebody to replace the wrong person. All you just have to do is to believe. And all this works me. We have a Father who answers prayer. We have the name of Jesus at our disposal. Totally. We have the Holy Spirit manifestation. That's what we have. When you pray, expect something to happen, and that thing is supernatural. We learned here last week, prayers were made by the church. And that story that Minister Sunday shared with us, even when they got answer to their prayer, they did not know, because by the time Rhoda go and answer the bell, that Rhoda saw Peter, they negate what they are praying for. They say it can't be possible, because in the natural, the way they have dealt with those men, but prayer were made. So even if it is fear that drove you to pray, like it did for them, because they said they took one, and they said after Easter they will yank the other one. So sometimes pressure of life may lead you, but hey, expect manifestation. A lot of people don't expect, they don't even believe that their prayers will be answered. And shall we begin to pray, Oluwa? Monica, pray. So let us pray. I mean, if you read the book of Daniel, you see how this prayer runs, how it changes decrees. So we have the Holy Spirit manifestation when we pray. Romans 8:26, 1 John 5:14-15. Number 4, we have the integrity of God's word. We have the integrity of God's word. That's why we need to pray according to his will. We need to pray. You know, our prayer life is not dependent on our geo. Some believers, and that's why this prayer thing is discipleship. I can't know the kind of prosperity that I will have now that I will not pray. They say, when God was still, God is faithful. and you can't pray for 1 hour. Because there are the gift of, there are many gifts at the feet of the apostles. They can't even walk. They have to do like that because there are many gifts. No. No. Even if you don't know, if you are not praying for yourself, there are many people behind your house who are suffering. There are people where they are killing other people. You can stand as an intercessor. So we have the integrity of God's word. And see, that's what we use. That's why, you see, some of this prayer that people raise and all that is out of anxiety. Out of anxiety. People say, Lord, intervene. Lord, intervene. Intervene in what? What is his will for that situation that we want him to intervene in? I want to say something, but hey, I won't say it. Because it has to do with subject of healing. But let me say it so that it can bless you. Do you know that you don't pray for healing like that? Yeah. Hear me well. The provision, do you pray for something that is already given to you? So I have a gift for Ade. It's Pro Max. Because that's what I want. So what does Ade do? Does Ade start praying for Nokia 3310? And that's what we do most of the time in prayer. We don't look at his will. Have you ever seen family fighting before? Over property? What do they do? They say, where is the will? Because the will gives the specific things as to what that person owns, what he has bequeathed to everybody. Healing is the children's bread. That's why they said it. It's children who ask for bread. So, what do we do when we are sick? We remind him of his will. And then we decree and command sickness to take his hand off our bodies. Did you get it now? It's the same thing for prosperity. He sent us prosperity now. Old Testament. Yeah. The New Testament, he said, for you know the grace. So you have to know that grace. So there was an exchange. So what do I need to do for my finances today? I need money. So I must understand that exchange and then I make demand. What is that demand? Value that I have. So I say value. I put you out there. The law of contact and transmission, the law of referral. I need money. So with what I have, money comes to me. Integrity of God's word. What that suggests is that no matter what happened, God's word doesn't fail. Isaiah 48, the grass will wither. Mark 13, 34, heaven and earth may pass away. This word. So the truth is, for prayer conversation, whatever you see in this word, you can receive it. That's what Jesus was explaining in Mark 11. So your desire must align with this word. So whatsoever you desire, aligning in his word when you pray. Have you seen the process? Lastly tonight, we have the privilege to see the greater works of Jesus in our day. Can I have an amen to that? Amen. But revival, how does it happen? It's bathed in the praise of prayers. Sustained in the place of prayers. That's the way these things are, brothers and sisters. There is no other way to it. Zechariah 10:1 that we all know. He said, ask. I mean, has it ever crossed your mind? Why will you be asking for rain? In the times of latter rain. I said 10:1, brother. Zechariah 10:1. He said, ask the Lord for rain. In the time of rain. Do you do that? But this rain is of a higher dimension. It swallows up things on its path. He said the Lord, sometimes it's flashy clouds, but it gives showers of rain. And when that kind of rain happens, there is grass in the field for everyone. You know how poverty operates? Mindset operates? It is not enough. That's what poverty is all about. No, there is grass in the field for everyone. There's grass in the field. There's grass in the field. There's grass in the field. So please understand tonight, we'll take some time to pray. So prayer is that engagement in the supernatural. In fellowship and conversation with God, who is the source of life, for divine intervention in the natural affairs of men. So the things you need to know is your divine privilege. That's where your access is. Every believer in Christ has it. If you see those who similarly getting maybe answered prayer, it's because they have exercised themselves in that divine privilege that they have. Secondly, it gives us access to God the Father. There is no intermediary. Gives us that access. God is rich overall. He's not a respecter of persons. So thirdly, it gives us the ability. Prayer gives us the ability to touch the three realms. Some people are just kinda. It's the only way they touch is this realm. They just respond to things by what they can touch, what they can feel, what they can see, what they can taste. But hey, life is supernatural. It's first spiritual before physical. And I have an amen to that. So, prayer gives us the ability, power to touch the three realms. It makes tremendous power available. When we pray, we must understand it. And we are not just using words. It's not verbosity. It's not, you know, there was a time in this city and all people were taught in discipleship program is how to box the devil. So you get into space where people are praying and they say, kick the devil, kick the devil. There was another time people will bring cutlasses to certain services. No. And that's why if somebody like that leaves Nigeria and go to Ghana, he will say God doesn't answer prayer. His discipleship, no war lati bere. He answers prayer. He's the one who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Prayer conversation gives us the privilege of exercising our authority. And the source of this confidence is that we have a Father who answers prayer. Our strength is our strength in the battle of life. We have the name of Jesus. He is our advocate, is our intercessor who lives forever. We have the Holy Spirit, so we expect His manifestation. We have the integrity of God's word. God never goes back on His promises. And then we have the privilege to see the greater works of Jesus. In John 14, 12, He said, in that day, He said, you will do greater works than this. Eh? Shall we do? Because He has gone to His Father. Can we stand tonight? So Trinity is involved in the heart of praying. All that is left in this equation is that you and I should become yielded vessels so that we can pray according to His will. Prayer is not just need-based things. Prayer is basically fellowship. It's our communion. And that's what Jesus taught in the prayers that He gave. He said, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Can we just pray in the other tongues for some minutes?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,